Hello everyone, my name is Sarah Reed, and some of you may recognize me from a service at the beginning of March when I came to your church to share a bit about my own story and about the mission work I'll be doing in Austria with Multiply. But for those of you who don't know, my name is Sarah, and I recently started working as a long-term missionary for Multiply in Austria, and currently am still in Canada developing a network of partners who want to invest and support me financially and through prayer as I head out to Austria. Multiply is a missional organization based out of the Mennonite Brethren denomination of faith, and they serve globally all around the world. Their mandate is to make disciples and plant churches and develop networks of churches who continue this cycle of disciple making. And today I'm happy to be with you, even if it's over video, to share a bit of a scripture reflection with you. But before I do, I'd like to pray for our time together. Please join me. Father in heaven, thank you for this day, and thank you for your love for us. And thank you for your word that you have given us and that we can so freely read and study and share together. I pray that you would lead and guide this time that we have together, that you would be speaking to our hearts, and that you would be just showing us how alive your word is and how relevant it is even today for our own lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So like I said, today I want to share a short scripture reflection with you, and it is found in the book of Luke. It's the parable of the sower. And for those of you who'd like to follow along, I'll be reading from the NIV version. And again, it can be found in Luke chapter 8, verses 5 to 15. It says, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, 'Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.' His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, 'The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that, though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear. But as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop." And one of the reasons I really enjoy this parable is because Jesus gives an explanation for it, and that helps clarify a lot of things. And so before we jump in, I just want to clarify a few things with you. Some of what Jesus has already clarified, but a few others just so we're on the same page. So the first is the seed and what that represents. Jesus specifically said the seed represents the word. Now when I think of the word, I think of a few different things. I think of God's word as being Jesus himself, the word. I think of it as the Bible, the word that God has given us. But I also think about it in other contexts and in the other ways that God speaks to us, such as through his Holy Spirit, in our thoughts, through confirming circumstances, and even through other people. The next is the farmer. And in this parable, the farmer represents God the Father, because God the Father is the one where the seed and the word comes from, and he's the one who sent Jesus. I also think sometimes it can represent ourselves. As believers, God the Father chooses to use us to help sow his seed. But for today, we're just going to stick with that God the Father is the farmer, the one who sows the seed. And the next is the fields. And I think these represent our own lives and the conditions of our own hearts. And so as we continue to go through, I would challenge you to do some self-reflecting and to ask yourselves, what field do I find myself in? And another thing I want to clarify is I think when we think about this parable sometimes, we can think about it being when people receive the word for the first time and become Christians. I think that's part of it. But I also think there's a continuous aspect to this parable, that God's word doesn't just come to us once and we receive it and become believers and followers of Christ. But I think it's a continuous thing, that even when we're believers, every day God is wanting to speak to us and is wanting to plant his word, his seed in our hearts. And so that's another thing to think about, that it's not just a one-time thing, but it's a continual and daily thing that we need to work at. And so I think the last soil, the good soil, it really shows us what we need in order to produce a crop, in order to be fruitful. And I love, again, Jesus' explanation, because in the last verse, he summarizes it really well, and he actually tells us these three things that we need in order to produce a crop. So I'll read that verse again. It's verse 15, and says, "But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop." So the three things that stood out to me in that were the hearing, the retaining, and the persevering. And the idea that we need all three of these things to produce a crop. As we go through the parable, we see in different situations, sometimes the word isn't even heard. Sometimes it's heard and retained. Sometimes it's heard and retained, but there's no perseverance. In each of those cases, there may be a bit of growth and some life, but there's not that reproduction. There's not that producing of more crops. And so I just want to go through each of these aspects just to give us a better understanding of what that means and what it looks like to hear, retain, and persevere. So first we have hear. And one of the questions I want to ask is, are we taking time to listen? As I said before, I believe that God is speaking to us every day. He's not necessarily giving us new big revelations, but he's reminding us of truths and promises and of who he is and who we are. And I believe that he loves to give us words and to speak to us each day. So are we taking time to listen, or is the word being stolen away? The next is retain. And this we see in the field with the rocks, that there's a little growth that happens, but there's no roots and there's no foundations. So one question to ask is, where is our foundation? Where do we lay the foundation of our lives? And I know for many of us, for me too, in this season of COVID, where so many of our foundations have been shaken or crumbled, it really shows where we're putting our foundations and what we're building our roots into. And the reality is that many of these foundations, though they can be good things, they're temporary and won't last forever. And really the only firm foundation that we can have is Jesus himself. And so as we receive this word, are we actually growing and building our roots and foundation into Jesus? The next is perseverance. And a question to ask is, do we persevere through the difficult times? The field that talks about this is the field with the thorns, where the seed is actually planted and roots have gone out and the plant starts to grow, but it's unable to mature and it's unable to grow fully to reproduce because of the thorns that are distracting and hindering it from growth. And in Jesus' explanation, he describes some of these thorns. He compares them to the worries or the pleasures in life that are distracting us from being able to grow and reproduce. And another aspect in perseverance is that there are these distractions or these things that get in the way. But it's also when difficult times come. And in the Bible, many times when it talks about times of suffering, it actually is also talking about perseverance, and these two things are linked. There's a verse in James chapter 1 that does a good job of summarizing it, and it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Then this verse, again, we see this connection between persevering through suffering and then being able to mature. And so in the good soil, again, we see that only the crop is produced in this soil when these three things are present, when we're hearing, when we're retaining, and when we're persevering. And so wherever you find yourself, whatever soil you find yourself in or distractions in your life, it's important to remember and believe that God wants to see us in the good soil. And it is his will and desire for us to be found in this good soil so that we may live a full life and we may be able to actually produce a crop, produce fruit, such as the fruits of the Spirit, and be able to see others come to know Jesus, to be able to see others have this word planted in their own heart, to be able to grow up and produce a crop as well.